姐姐，
这么多年啊，我所在那个千象城教会，每
For
年有2次大活动。
a couple of years, the church that I am from in Thousand Oaks hosts two big events each year.
就会邀请呢社区的华人来教会。
We will invite the Chinese people from our community to join.
一个是在春节前啊。
One event is before the Spring Festival.
我们也叫它叫春晚。
So we call it as the Spring Festival Assembly.
那么另外一个就是在中秋节前。
Another one is before the Mid-Autumn Festival.
这是两个中国人最大的节吧。
Those two are the two biggest events for Chinese people.
差不多呢，平常聚会到100多人。
Approximately, like the usual assembly will have about 100 people.
那这两个聚会常常可以啊，300多到400。
These two events will usually have 300 to 400 people.
所以当然需要动员不少的人力物力了。
So we need a lot of labor forces as well as preparations.
参与的同工们是相当辛苦。
The co-workers that work there are very hardworking.
所以呢，在过去这几年，每当这两个节气快要到的时候
，So in the past few years, whenever these two festivals are about to come,
同工们会有些挣扎。
Co-workers may have some struggles.
那么心里很自然就有一个问题是做还是不做
？They may ask themselves, should I do it or not?
做。那当然是相当辛苦。
Doing it will definitely be exhausting.
不过那个回报是呢，活动开始的时候啊。
But the payback will be.
你看到这么多的社区的朋友啊，因此走进教会呢，也就会忘了那个劳累。
Seeing all these kinds of people from our community join the church.
虽然呢，活动之后那个效果真的很难判断。
Even though the results are hard to determine after the event.
经验告诉我们。
And experiences speak to us that.
那么会因此来教会参加聚会的人呢，实在是很少很少。
Coming to one event does not mean that the person is going to come to the church in a regular base.
几乎啊，要再见面就是下一次活动的时候。
Reunion oftentimes will happen in the next big event.
但是不做呢，似乎就是放弃了一次邀请啊社区。华人来教会的机会
，But not doing it seems to give up the chance to invite the local Chinese community to come into the church.
他们几乎平常是不会想来教会的
，Especially when a lot of friends never thought about coming to church.
那么，创造万物至高真神曾经成为人，就是耶稣。
The Almighty God who creates the world used to become a man, Jesus.
像这个在宇宙中如此渺小的人，彰显了他对人类的爱和永恒的计划。
Showing his love toward the people and his eternal plan to the negligible human race.
那么经历了耶稣的基督徒啊
As Christians who have experienced Jesus,
包括我们这些弟兄姐妹
including our brothers and sisters,
应该有意愿呢，让其他的人也认识耶稣
should have the aspiration for other people to get to know Jesus.
主耶稣也期望我们能够帮助非基督徒认识他
Our Lord Jesus also expects us to help the non-Christians to know him.
并且呢，能够来到教会经历他。
And for them to come to the church to experience him.
所以我们决定做啊，固然是因为有能力或者是有意愿。
So the decision of doing it comes from ability and willingness.
但是呢，最基本的原因还是我们相信呢，这是该做的。
But more importantly, from the belief that that is what we ought to do.
那么相信该做会给我们啊意愿动力了。
Believing in ought to do will give us a willingness to overcome difficulties.
那么即使呢有各种困难呢，我们大概呢也可以啊，就是往前走啊。
Even though we may experience a lot of struggles, we can still move on from there.
那么这也是我们可以从刚刚我们读的这个经文中呢看到的一个信息。
And this is also a message that we can see from the scriptures.
耶稣告诉门徒该做一件事呢，在门徒看来是根本不可能的。
Jesus tells his disciples to do something that seems impossible to perform.
他们原来似乎也没有什么意愿。
They were not willing in the end.
但是呢，他们顺从了耶稣的吩咐之后。
But they obeyed Jesus.
Yeah. 那么奇妙的事情就发生了。
And something incredible happened.
看啊，这个是经文呢记载了。耶稣用七个饼和几条鱼让很多人吃饱了。
The scripture tells that Jesus feed a lot of people with 7 loaves and a few small fish.
那么经文除了经文说除了妇女以外呢，还有孩子呢，成年的男人呢有4000人。
The scripture says that the number of those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children.
那么对于我们，对于这个世界呢，我们中间大部分的人是不会觉得陌生。
Most of us are not too unfamiliar with the situation.
不过我们应该比较熟悉的是圣经中另一个类似的事件。
But we may be more familiar with another similar event in the Bible.
就是耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个男人加上妇女和孩子。
Where Jesus fed 5,000 men and women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
哎，为什么我们会比较熟悉那一个事件呢？
Why would we be more familiar with that event?
估计有三个原因。
There may be 3 reasons.
五饼二鱼这个神迹是发生在前面的，在先发生。
The miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish happens earlier in time.
四卷福音书都记载。
All of the 4 Gospels books recorded.
而且吃饱的人数呢，看起来好像高一点嘛，啊，所以让我们觉得这个事件的规模大概比较大。
And the large quantity of people being fed made this event seem to be extensive.
那么七个饼和几条鱼的神迹呢，在福音书中其实只有马太跟马可有记载。
But the miracle of 7 loaves and a few fish is only recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark.
其实这个事件呢的规模呢要大很多。
But in fact, this event actually happens in a larger scale.
耶稣的门徒所面临的挑战也比较高。
Making it more challenging and tedious for Jesus' disciples to face.
他们做的也比较辛苦。
They faced a lot of struggles.
好，所以我们来看这个第二十九节。
So let's look at verse 29.
耶稣离开那个地方，啊，这个事件发生的地点呢，没有被记载的很清楚，只是说呢在靠近加利利海边的一座山上，啊，这里也讲。
The location of the event has not been recorded clearly. It only says that it's a mountain near the Sea of Galilee.
那么这里先说的是耶稣离开的地方是什么地方呢？
It says Jesus left there, and where is there?
应该是在推罗西顿境内的某处。
It's probably somewhere in the region of Tyre and Sidon.
因为在这之前呢，记载了耶稣在那儿帮助了一位迦南妇人。
It recorded that Jesus helped a Canaanite woman there.
我们请大家读一下这个二十一到二十二节。
Let's read verse 21 to 22.
来，我们读从二十一节来，请啊。
耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我。”我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
这就是那个有名的事件。
This is that famous event.
耶稣先说啊，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃，然后呢，却又帮助了那个迦南妇人。
Jesus says first, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dog, but then help the Canaanite woman.
那么我在2017年10月。
In October 2017,
在这里分享过关于那个事件的经文。
I shared the scriptures about this event.
已经有一年半了，不知道听过的人还没有印象。
It has already been 1.5 years. I don't know if those of you who have heard it still have memories of it.
有名的 Rick Warren 牧师说过吗？
The famous pastor Rick Warren has said.
他讲完道以后。
After he delivered the message.
会众走到停车场的时候，已经忘掉70%了。
The audience well forgot about 70% of it when they walked to the parking lot.
一个礼拜以后，大概只记得他讲过的笑话。
After 1 week, they only remember the jokes he told.
Yeah. 好，那么呢，从推罗到加利利海边那一带的居民呢，啊，有相当高的比例是非犹太人，就是犹太人所说的外邦人了。
So the region from Tyre to the Sea of Galilee resides a high ratio of non-Jews.
那么事件发生的这个啊，就是说这一块地方呢，啊，这一带啊，基本上是很多的外邦人啊的在这里。
So this region has a lot of Gentiles living there.
那么事件发生的地点不确定，一般就认为呢是在加利利西海岸的中间啊，就是这个地方啊，这个就属于外邦人很多的地方。
The location of the event is not sure, but is usually considered to be in the middle of the west coast of the Sea of Galilee.
那我们看到第三十节说什么呢？
So we see verse 30.
很多人去到耶稣那。
A great crowd came to him.
他们去找耶稣是有原因的。
They came to Jesus for a reason.
啊，没有原因，大概也不太去啊。
They won't come if there is no need to.
其中有很多病人希望能够得到医治。
Among them, there were a lot of patients wish to be healed.
而且特别是那些很严重的残障。
Including severe disabilities. 啊，
那么也有些其他的病症。
And other diseases.
啊，应该也有被鬼附的。
There were also some possessed by the demon.
那么陪同这些病人去的人大概还更多。
There may even be more people going there with these patients.
因为你一个病人通常至少要有一个人陪着嘛。
Since one patient usually at least need one companion.
那么我在分享迦南妇人求耶稣帮助这个事件中呢，有列举了圣经的证据啊。
I listed the evidence from Bible where sharing the story of the Canaanite woman.
耶稣从开始传道就对来向他求助的人是一视同仁。
Jesus see everyone the same from the beginning.
所以他医治这些病人是不区分犹太人和外邦人。
So he does not distinguish between Jews and Gentiles while curing them.
那么呢，三十一节说啊。
So verse 31 said,
耶稣医治了那些病人。
The people were
healed sick.
The Jesus healed those sick.
的在场的人呢都很震惊而称颂神。
And people praised the God because they were amazed.
那么经文的作者使徒马太特别在强调。
So Matthew's the apostle highlights that.
他们是归荣耀给以色列的神。
They praised the God of Israel.
那大概就是因为也有很多非犹太人在场。
It was possible that there were also non-Jews present.
在那段时间，耶稣活动的附近地区有很多外邦人。
I mentioned that Jesus had a lot of Gentiles living in the area of his movements.
当时呢，耶稣医病赶鬼行神迹的名声呢，已经远播了。
And the reputation of Jesus healing and casting the demons spread widely.
所以有病的外邦人来求医治，很自然。
So it's reasonable to see Gentiles come and look for cures.
那么这里显然有拜偶像的外邦人因为耶稣呢而认识了真神。
So obviously there are some Gentiles who used to worship idols now become to know the real God through Jesus.
所以呢他们就和犹太人一起归荣耀给以色列的神。
So they praised the God of Israel with Jews.
那么从这里我们可以看到。
From here we can see.
人会找耶稣是有原因的。
People look for Jesus because they have needs.
因为有需要。
There's a reason behind it.
那么认真的程度呢通常和需要的大小成正比。
And the level of earnest acts in positive correlation with their needs.
除了病人和有陪同的亲友呢在当时的群众里面肯定也有不少只是好奇的人。
There may be also people who are curious in the crowds except for patients and their companions.
满足好奇心也是一种需要。
Fulfilling the curiosity is also a kind of needs.
不过通常不会太认真。
Even though it's usually not too earnest.
哎，你看嘛，如果一个人很有需要来听布道会，他态度不一样吧。
If one really have needs, the behavior that he will have during a sermon is different.
他听得很认真，而且很容易觉知啊。
And he will listen to it very seriously, and it's easy for him to believe in God.
特别是生死攸关的需要。
Especially when it's between life and death.
如果只是为了好奇心来的话呢？
If it was only for curiosity,
多半坐在后面。
They're usually sitting at the back.
随时可以走。
And they can leave at anytime.
这样听。
They may cross their arms while listening.
对讲员评头论足一番。
They may discuss how the speaker is doing.
下次你们能请一位比较行一点的来。
Maybe you can like find another one better next time.
好像跟他没什么太大关系。
Seems like there's not really a relationship between him and the speaker.
这就表示他不会太认真嘛啊。
It seems that he's not too serious.
但是呢，在这个事情上面呢，耶稣所做的也震撼了他们。
But in this event, what Jesus did still amazed them.
使得他们也归荣耀给真神。
And made them to praise the God.
我不记得是不是有曾经在这里分享过自己信主的见证啊。
I do not recall if I have shared my testimony here.
不过即使有，也许有人没听过。
But even if I did, there may still be some of us who have not heard it.
那么我是在台湾的东海大学第三年信主，是个基督教大学。
I believed in God during my third year in Tonghai University, which is a Christian university.
然后到四年级那一年受洗。
And baptized my fourth year.
那它是基督教大学，但是并不强迫学生参与宗教活动。
The Christian University does not require students to engage in religious activities.
学校的确提供了一个很方便接触认识基督教的一个环境。
The school provides an easy access to get in contact with the Christian faith.
而且呢，校园里面有一座叫路思义教堂呢，算是台湾很有名气的一个地标。
And there is a famous landmark in Taiwan located in a school called Luce Memorial Chapel. It's beautiful.
台湾曾经还用这个做过一个邮票啊，发行过邮票。
Taiwan used to put this on a stamp before.
那么我因着好奇心呢，有参加过团契活动，还有主日崇拜。
I have participated in fellowship and the Sunday worship out of curiosity.
那么崇拜的时候，就像我刚刚讲的，我是坐在后面的，随时可以离开的。
But I sat on the back, and I can leave at any time.
而且有些时候我也会对讲员呢有一些啊评论。
And sometimes I may criticize the speaker.
然后到最后呢，我就是渐渐就是不去了，因为我就坐在后面就离开了嘛，渐渐就不去了。
And in the end, I lost the interest and rarely went.
逐渐失去了兴趣了。
I started to slowly lose my interest.
然后在大三的某一天清晨。
And then in one morning during my third year.
觉得剧烈的那个腹痛，肚子痛得厉害不得了，被送到了台中的一所医院。
I was sent to one hospital in Taichung due to strong abdominal pain.
那急诊室的一个很年轻的医生说是急性盲肠炎，立刻开刀。
One young doctor in there says it's acute appendicitis and needed me to agree for surgery immediately.
看他那么年轻，我不太相信他的医术。
I didn't really believe in his skills because he was really young.
好好的，你现在告诉我急性盲肠炎，才几个小时前我还好好的。
I was completely fine a few hours ago.
但是呢，那个他就把这个急诊室的主任找来了，用很有权威的口吻告诉我说，这个诊断是正确的，要立刻开刀，否则后果不堪设想。
But then the ER director talked to me in an authoritative manner that the diagnosis is correct, and I need surgery immediately, so I agreed.
然后就看到这个年轻的医生，他很兴奋地去安排手术。
So I saw that young doctor went to schedule my surgery excitedly.
那时候心里一沉，就知道不妙了。
I suddenly felt really nervous.
你想像我这样一个学生呢
？As a student,
在医院里根本没有什么熟人关照。
Who did not have any acquaintances to look after me in the hospital?
盲肠炎这种手术就是实习医生练习的对象。
And appendicitis surgery was made for interns to practice.
所以呢，我被推进手术室的那个感觉是什么呢？人为刀俎，我为鱼肉。
So I felt as I was on the meat of somebody's chopping block when I entered the surgery room.
任人割宰了，今天就任人割宰了。
Waiting for them to spare the mercy.
还有我没想到更惨的是什么呢
？Unfortunately, even worse.
连麻醉都是实习医生上场。
The anesthesia was in the hands of an intern too.
你晓得那个年代的台湾的盲肠炎开刀是局部麻醉。
At that time in Taiwan, the appendicitis surgery only requires a local anesthesia.
它是用针筒注射麻药到脊椎。
Using a needle to inject the anesthesia to the spine.
据说出错的话呢，会造成下半身的麻痹。
If anything went wrong, that would result in a lifelong lower body paralysis.
那我怎么知道他是一个实习？
How did I know that he was an intern?
那个麻醉针注射完拔出来的时候啊
，After the needle was pulled out，
我听到护士对他说呢，恭喜你啊，第一次就成功了。
I heard the nurse talking to the doctor. Congratulations, you did it the first time.
我不知道那是什么感觉啊。
I suddenly held my breath.
我很想问他说，通常要几次才成功呢
？And I
want 是几个人才成功啊？
And I wanted to ask her how many times it usually takes to do it successfully.
你应该恭喜的是我吧
？I should be the one to get the congratulation.
然后可怕的事情发生了。
And then something terrible happens.
那个麻醉新手注射的麻药的剂量不够。
The intern doctor did not give me the enough dose of anesthesia.
手术刀下去的时候啊，我是痛得天旋地转。
And when the surgical knife cut in, I feel like the whole world was spinning around.
那个手术台正上方那个灯是很亮的呀。
The light right on top of the operating table is very bright.
我就只觉得眼前是一片漆黑啊。
But all I felt was darkness.
然后我就听到那个护士说什么。
And then I heard the nurse saying,
哎，你不要乱动嘛，忍耐一下啦。
Do not move, just be a little bit patient.
这个四十多年前的事情啊，到今天还是记忆犹新了。
Even though it happened more than 40 years ago, I still remember it till today.
有些时候我还真的不能不佩服，那个在二战中间打败那些日本军人会切腹自杀。
And this experience made me really admire the Japanese soldiers who committed harakiri when they lost the battle in World War II.
那么做真不简单。
It really takes guts to do that.
那种痛啊，让我觉得自己在黑暗中什么漂浮翻滚。
That pain made me feel like floating and rolling in the darkness.
然后我突然就想到了耶稣。
And I suddenly thought of Jesus.
就很自然就叫出主啊。
And could not help but to yell in my heart, my Lord.
然后我似乎好像听到孩子，我在这里。
And I seem to hear a voice saying, "Child, I'm here."
然后那个痛就开始逐渐减轻。
And the pain started to decrease to a bearable level.
我就是在那个时候相信耶稣。
I believed in Jesus at that very moment.
那个动手术的那个实习医生呢，后来还把一个责任推给了我。
And the doctor who performed surgery later on shoved the responsibility on my shoulders.
我那个开刀的伤口缝的真的是难看无比。
The stitches were very ugly.
哪里像什么外科医生缝的？
Do not even look like one done by a surgeon.
根本就是草草的把它扎起来而已，打个结。
It was just all tied together.
他自己看了都不好意思，但是说是什么？因为我痛得乱动，所以呢，他没办法，只能很快的把它缝起来。
He felt embarrassed looking at it and claimed that it was because I was struggling all over the place due to the pain, so he had to do it quickly.
其实我知道呢，手术到后来已经没有那么痛了。
But I knew the surgery was not that painful after a while.
我自身的经验是。
From my own experience,
重大的需要可以让人经历耶稣而认识神。
Great needs let people experience Jesus and know God.
耶稣要让人有机会知道他。
And Jesus wants to give people opportunities to know him.
因为人迟早会有重大的需要。
Because man will be in great needs sooner or later.
今天没有，但是你不要以为你永远不会有，迟早会有。
You don't have it today, but you may have it tomorrow.
我们这些经历过耶稣的基督徒应该提供给人知道耶稣的机会。
Christians who have experienced Jesus should provide people with opportunities to know Jesus.
那么32节。
So verse 32.
那些人和耶稣在一起有三天的时间。
These people have spent 3 days with Jesus.
这就是为什么我说这个事件的规模要比五饼二鱼的事件大很多。
And that is why I say the extent of this event is greater than the event of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
按照四福音书所记载那个五饼二鱼的事件
，According to the 5 loaves and 2 fish story in 4 gospel books，
众人和耶稣在一起只有一天。
People only spent 1 day with Jesus。
然后天黑之前，耶稣用五饼二鱼让群众吃饱，晚餐之后呢，就叫他们散去了。
And Jesus fed the crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish before dawn and sent them away。
但是这一次
，But this time，
耶稣是在第三天用7个饼和几条小鱼喂饱众人之后叫他们去了散去了。
Jesus fed people with 7 loaves and a few small fish on the 3rd day before letting them go.
群众和耶稣呢在一起了三天。
The crowd spent 3 days with Jesus.
他们带来的食物大概都吃完了仍然不离开。
And they did not leave even if no food was left.
于是耶稣就告诉门徒还有一件该做的事。
So Jesus told the disciples there are 1 more thing to be done.
就是要让众人吃饱了才散去。
Which is to feed the people before they go.
所以我们可以看到什么呢？耶稣呢，怜悯为怀，看到人的需要。
So from here we can see that Jesus has compassion and sees people's needs.
那么门徒说什么呢？
So what do the disciples say?
我们在这野地，哪里有这么多的饼？叫人吃饱呢?
Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?
门徒看到的是实际的困难。
Disciples only see realistic issues.
门徒讲的是实话。
They're saying the fact.
他们很确定这是不可能做到的。
They were so sure that it is not possible to do.
耶稣当然也知道那个地方是什么，那个前不着村后不着店的那个野地嘛。
And of course, Jesus also knows that this place is out in nowhere.
的确没有可能找到那么多食物嘛。
And it's true that it's unattainable to find sufficient food.
那耶稣的意思是什么？要先确定该做的，然后再想办法克服困难。
But what Jesus meant was to determine what should be done first and then find a solution.
有意思的是
Interestingly,
群众似乎比门徒对耶稣有信心。
The crowd seems to have more faith in Jesus than the disciples do.
他们相信耶稣不会让他们饿着肚子离开。
Believing that he will not let them leave in hunger.
他们不走，很可能是有人记得哈，那个五饼二鱼的神迹啊。
It is possible that they did not leave because someone remembered the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
然后就告诉其他的人啊。 等着看耶稣怎么做啊。
And he was telling the others, wait and see what Jesus will do.
门徒对于五饼二鱼的神迹应该更是印象深刻才对啊。
But the disciples should have even more stronger impression on the miracle.
他们怎么没有回答耶稣说，主啊，就请您照上次五饼二鱼的方式做吧。
How come they did not answer God? Please just imitate what you have done the last time.
我们不妨想想，门徒当时是什么状态。
Let us think, what was the disciples thinking at that time?
根据我们前面看到的，留到第三天吃到这一餐的男人就有四千人。
There were 4,000 men alone waiting to eat on the third day.
那么整个群众应该是超过万人了。
And a whole crowd should be over 10,000 people.
这其实是一个什么呢？在野外三天的万人医治特会。
This was in fact a three-day healing assembly in the wild that serves 10,000 of people.
如果你们参与办过夏令会，你就知道啊，要办一个万人特会是什么样的规模，是什么样子的人力。
If you have gone to retreat, you should know that how much labor it takes to have an assembly that serves 10,000 of people.
群众里面有病来求医治的很多。
There were a lot of patients waiting to be seen.
有谁会说，哎，我不急，先医治他吧。
And who will say that, don't care about me, just care him first?
争先恐后，都希望能够先被医治，对吧？
And everyone was hoping to be cured first.
这个门徒光光在那边维持秩序都吃不消了。
The disciples were probably exhausted simply by trying to maintain the order.
慢点慢点，一个个来，好不好？
Slow down, we'll take turns.
那个时候大概也没办法发个号码啊。
It's not possible to give them numbers at that time.
所以呢，他们还要管那么多其他的事情，三天下来应该都是精疲力尽。
They should be exhausted after three days since they need to do a lot of other things too.
劳累啊。被会不会影响人的信心？
Will exhaustion affect faith?
有些时候你会不会觉得早上起来的时候还挺一切都很有希望，到了晚上的时候说，哎，明天再说吧。
Do you have the time when you wake up in the morning full of hope, and but then these hopes start to decline in the evening?
特别是我早上咖啡下肚以后啊，就觉得一切都亮了。
Especially the day seems so bright after the coffee was drink.
那么我相信呢，在教会里服侍的同工啊，和我都经历过耶稣嘛啊。
I believe that co-workers at the church all have experienced Jesus.
而且有些时候的经历还是很特殊的。
And some of us may even have some unique experiences.
但是我们的生活和服侍呢，还是会有心灰意懒的时候。
But we still go through times of discouragements and disinclinations.
甚至于有些时候，我们真的会觉得，哎，这次神大概真的是不管了。
And even sometimes we may think God is really going to leave me behind this time.
当然也有另一种可能性。
But there is another possibility.
这里讲门徒当不止一个人。
There are more than one disciple here.
每个人都有自己的状态和想法。
And everyone has their own thoughts and situations.
我猜想有门徒会觉得实在没有必要再次管这一顿饭。
I guess that maybe some disciples feel it's really not necessary to serve the meal.
那么这次来的群众里面呢，应该呢，有些人就是因为那个五饼二鱼的神迹啊，就是来吃饭。
And in this crowd, some people may even come or just for the food.
我们没有必要老让这些人占便宜吧。
Isn't it unnecessary to let them take advantages all the time?
有些时候我们会不会觉得呢，有些人是为了占便宜来教会
？Sometimes, will we think that some people come to church because they want to take some benefits?
教会太好讲话了。
The church is really soft-spoken.
我自己。曾经就是这种占便宜的人。
I used to be a person like that before.
我在做研究生的时候。
When I was studying for my master's degree.
在学校附近的一所华人教会聚会。
We gathered in a Chinese church nearby the school.
在那个年代。
At that time.
你不知道现在的学生有多幸福啊！用电脑要去学校的电脑室。
We need to go to the school's computer room to use the computers.
而且呢，你通常呢都是要他很晚的时候呢，才电脑才不会太慢。
And usually we need to stay very late so the computers are running fast. We may come back the next morning.
所以有些时候呢，其实主日呢，上午实在是很想睡觉，不会想去聚会的。
Sometimes I really did not want to join the Sunday worship and only wanted to sleep.
但是在那个时候，午餐有中国饭吃啊，是很有吸引力的。
But at that time, the Chinese food for lunch always motivated me to go.
那个时候，所谓 Monterey Park 还没什么华人。
At that time, Monterey Park did not have a lot of Chinese people living there.
你想找一家 像样的中国餐馆也不容易。
It was really hard for me to find a legit Chinese place.
不是学生会去能负担得了的。
And students will usually not be able to afford those.
而且呢，我大概也都知道哪个主日是谁负责做菜啊，菜会比较好吃。
And I knew the schedule of the people who is preparing the food for each Sunday, so I know which Sunday would have better food.
所以呢，即使很累，如果那个主日我知道菜不错，我还是会去。
So sometimes, even though I feel really tired, if the food is good, I will still go.
那然后是怎么样一个状态呢？
So what happens next?
讲到一开始我就睡了。
I fell asleep at the beginning of the sermon.
睡得很香。
And I had such a good dream.
一直到唱三一颂的时候呢，就站起来。
That I only woke up before doxology, ready to go for lunch.
所以我可以想象呢，在当时看着我睡觉然后去吃饭的人会觉得这个人是怎么回事，就是来占便宜。
I can imagine how some people may think of me when they see me sleeping and going to lunch.
虽然我原本去教会的动机不太纯正。
Even though I did not have pure motives of going to church.
但是主耶稣改变了我。
But Lord Jesus Christ has still changed me.
生命改变，被改变了，动机自然也会改变。
As life changes, motivations also changes with it.
所以现在是什么？是我要把过去占的便宜还出去的时候。
So now I need to give all the advantages I've taken before back to the people.
无论是什么原因使得门徒对于耶稣说的话不反应不积极，耶稣并没有苛责他。
Jesus did not blame disciples for not responding positively for his words for whatever reasons.
因为这些反应是正常。
Because it's reasonable to have these responses.
那么，我们从这里看到耶稣有问他们说有多少饼啊？有他们说有七个，几条小鱼，对吧？
So from here we can see that Jesus told the disciples, "Oh, bring what you have to me."
那么，这个耶稣就是在告诉门徒说什么呢？说那你有什么给我，然后呢，其他的由我来吧。
So I can tell here that Jesus told the disciples to bring whatever you have to me and I will cover you.
他们有的食物真的是没有多少。
They do not have enough food at all.
你看嘛，七个饼，几条小鱼。
Seven loaves and a few small fish.
而且如果你对原文有兴趣的话，你会发现呢，这几条鱼还真的就是小鱼。
And if you're interested in the original text, you will see that these small fish are really small fish.
希腊文讲那个鱼啊，就是指一种品种小鱼啊，不是说它就是长不大的那种小鱼啊。
Because the Greek word used to describe this fish, indicates it's a fairly really small fish.
而那个五饼二鱼那个鱼呢，还是比较大的鱼。
But the fish and five loaves and two fish is a relatively larger fish.
那么记不记得啊？约翰福音它有记载，五饼二鱼是从哪来的
？So you should remember that where did the five loaves and two fish come?
那是一个孩童拿来的。
It was came from a child.
但是呢，马可和马太都没有说门徒在哪里找来的那个七个饼和几条小鱼。
But neither Matthew nor Mark mentioned where did the disciples find the seven loaves and a few small fish.
我合理的这个推测哈。
So I think
那个门徒啊，其实是把这个五饼这个七个饼几条鱼呢，偷偷的留下来。
So maybe the disciples were hoping to save these loaves and fish.
然后呢，群众散去之后呢，还够他们跟耶稣十三个人吃一顿饭。
So they can enjoy a good meal after the crowd was dismissed.
不至于挨饿。
So they won't be hungry.
那么耶稣呢，从门徒那儿拿了饼和鱼呢，祝谢了之后呢，就交给门徒，又递给了众人。
So Jesus took the loaves and fish from the disciples, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them.
所以这里的信息是什么？
So what's the message here?
耶稣的祝福是经由人的手成就。
Jesus' blessings are realized through human hands.
神当然可以直接供应人的需要。
God of course can give direct supply to people's needs.
但是他几乎啊，也有例外，但他几乎都是选择借着人去成就。
But he oftentimes chooses to use people as the medium.
人比较倾向于呢，认为啊，神直接的供应呢才是神迹。
People prefer to believe that direct supply from God is miracle.
那么，如果是借着人的手做的，就可能是巧合。
And the things get done through men are just merely coincidence.
其实，两种供应的方式都是神迹。
In fact, both ways of supplying are both miracles.
只是呢，神倾向于由人的方式，经由人的方式。
But God just prefer to realize it through men.
因为啊。 神直接的供应呢，有可能会违背他自己的法则。
Because direct supply may go against his own laws.
神有一个伟大的属性，就是就是什么呢？他全能，但是不会违背自己的法则。
God is an almighty God who will not go against his own laws.
有罪的人是绝对做不到。
And sinners will not be able to do that.
当你有绝对的权力权柄的时候呢，你没有办法管好自己。
When you have a lot of power on your hands, you're not able to control yourself.
也不记得是不是在这里用过个比喻了哈。
I don't know if they have a metaphor here.
如果我今天遇到了困难，我急需要一笔钱。
If I encounter a struggle and I need money immediately.
然后我祷告之后呢，然后就看到眼前有一叠钞票。
So I prayed and I saw a bunch of dollars in front of me.
那这叠钞票到底是神放的还是人放的？
And did God put these dollars or did man put these dollars?
我相信只会是神人放的。
I think man will probably put those bucks down.
那凭什么这么说呢？
But why?
因为有钞票出现的话。
Because if I see dollars.
这个钞票是美国联邦储备银行发行的吗？
Did these money come from the
Federal
Reserve Bank?
如果是的话。
If it was.
神把他们的钱拿过来给我，那是不是在抢银行？
God putting these money, giving these money to me, aren't he robbing the bank?
那如果不是的话，
but if not,
那神是不是在印伪钞？
Is God printing fake monies?
我们都知道嘛，银行发行钞票是要用黄金做保证嘛。
We know they have gold as to keep them to get their backs when they're printing monies.
否则就是废纸。
Otherwise, it will just be paper.
如果神都用直接供应的方式，那个回应全世界需要钱的人的祷告的话
，If God respond to direct supply for all the people around the world who need money,
那全球的金融不就崩溃了吗
？Then the finance around the world will just break down. There will be fake monies everywhere.
神既然可以感动人去供应有需要的人，就不会也没有必要用什么抢银行印伪钞的方法去供应人的需要，对吧
？God is not necessarily to directly supply people with the methods of rubbing the bank if he can use the hands of the people to give supplies.
好，那么这里讲到的是什么呢？最后三节，我们最后的这个经文，我们看到的结果。
So we see the results in the last verses.
你看，比起超过万人所那。比起呢有超过万人所需要的食物呢，门徒交给耶稣的那些饼跟鱼呢，那叫做什么？叫做杯水车薪吧，啊。
Compared to the food needed for over 10,000 of people, the loaves and fish disciples handed to Jesus was like a drop in a bucket.
但是经过了耶稣的祝福，却是供不应求，转变成了供过于求。
But after receiving Jesus' blessings, it turned from short of supply to oversupply.
也就是说呢，微小的摆上，经过耶稣的祝福呢，可以产生巨大的效果。
So it's saying that small offerings with the blessing of Jesus can have a huge effect.
最后
，In the end,
耶稣叫众人散去。
Jesus has sent the crowd away.
三天的万人医治特会就此结束落幕了。
And the 3 days healing assembly now ended.
耶稣呢，照顾了所有的人。
Jesus took care of all who came.
然后呢，虽然呢，他们的动机不同哈。
Even though they may have different motivations,
耶稣并没有区分他们。
Jesus does not distinguish between them.
不过认真的程度不同，收获也不同。
But the rewards may be different based on the degrees of earnest.
有人得到医治，认识了真神。
Some were cured, knew the real God.
有人那么经历了耶稣。
Some experienced God.
估计也有不少人呢，他得到的也就是一顿饱餐。
And there were also a bunch of people who just had a good meal.
那么大家相同的就是什么呢？因为这个机会知道了耶稣。
But all of them knew Jesus from this opportunity.
那么这场特会究竟有没有达到我们今天观念里的某些效果呢
？So does this assembly reach the effects we're hoping to get from today's values?
我们如果周六办特会，我们总希望其中有几个人第二天来吧。
We always hope that someone can come the next day if we have such assembly on Saturdays.
但在当时真的是很难说。
But it's really hard to say at that time.
众人似乎是各取所需呢，然后就离开了。
People seem to get their needs and leave.
但是若干年后
，But years after,
耶路撒冷教会受到逼迫。
Jerusalem church was persecuted.
信徒走出走，一路往北，走到安提阿。
And believers walked all the way north to reach Antioch.
那么呢，我们看这个经文，它是讲什么呢？那些啊，这个因为安提阿温斯提反是啊遭患难四散的门徒呢，只走到啊腓利基居比路，然后安提阿。那么重点是后面讲什么？主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
So we see from this verse that now those who have scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. But in the end, it says that a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
好，那么看到这个路线啊。
So let's look at the track.
从耶路撒冷到安提阿。
From Jerusalem to Antioch.
要经过的就是当时那个特会的地点。
They need to pass the place where the assembly was held.
那么呢，这里有记载，四散的门徒沿途传福音的效果显著。
So this record says that scattered believers were very effective in preaching Jesus along the way.
其实那一带有不少人参加过那一次特会。
Many in that area were in that event.
所以呢，这很可能就预先呢为他们准备好了这些门徒来传福音。
So God may have prepared prior to prepare these disciples to spread the gospel.
所以呢，顺从圣灵带领做该做的事，后来的效果呢，可能会超过大过当时所能看见的。
So we follow the Holy Spirit and to see what we need to be done may have effects later can be more than what was just showing on the spot.
还有一点要分享的是。
So one more thing to share.
我们要从圣经看神的心意。
We need to look at God's willingness through Bible.
但是也要注意神借着圣灵的工作所彰显的心意。
But also pay attention to God's willing expressed from the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们传福音办活动要注意非基督徒的感受。
We also need to care about the feelings of non-Christians while spreading the gospel.
我们很可能误把这个可以改变的传统当成必须持守的真理。
Because we may take changeable traditions wrongfully as compulsory truth.
某些我们习以为常的传统观念和做法会使得不熟悉教会的社区朋友呢觉得被排斥。
Some traditional values or actions that we are used to may be perceived as means of exclusion for community people who are not familiar with church.
我们要避免呢，让这个传统所谓的这个圣俗的那种对立观念呢，拦阻人呢来到教会知道耶稣。
We should not let the opposite views of sacred and secular to hinder people from coming to see and to know about Jesus.
像我在的倾向教会呢，是几年前才从这样子的一个框架里出来。
So our Thousand Oaks Church was just removed from similar framework years ago.
那么最早开始办所谓的春节还有中秋节的活动的时候呢，只能够在副堂。
So in the beginning, when we have spring festivals and mid-autumn festivals, we're only allowed to hold it in the deputy church.
然后后来呢，那么就有点折中。
And then something changed.
就是活动的前半呢，什么唱诗、献诗、短讲呢，在大堂进行。
The first part of the event, including worship and short sermon, were done in the church hall.
然后呢，后半的话呢，中间会有个休息，因为后半通常是些表演呢，就要大家到副堂去。
And the latter part, after the break, usually require the participants to move to the deputy hall for other performances.
观念是什么呢？大堂是圣的，不能有俗的活动。
Because the values are the church hall is sacred and no secular activities are allowed.
你能不能体会来参加的活动的朋友他有什么感觉啊？
Can we imagine how the community friends may feel?
你们都是圣的啊，我们都是俗。
So you are sacred and we are all secular.
其实啊，
In fact,
圣的观念是要，是为了要神喜悦，对吧？
The sacred concept is to please God.
但是如果我们应用僵化，造成跟社区对立的话，神喜悦吗？
But can rigid application please God if we go against the community?
那么让，我们要让圣灵帮助我们，不要僵化。
So we need to let Holy Spirit help us not to be rigid.
我见过一些啊，就是前一段时间我都有看到过一些相当兴旺的美国主流的福音派教会。
So I have seen prosperous American evangelical church.
是属于 mega church 啊。
They all belong to the mega church.
那么意思是什么呢？就是说，按所谓的 mega church 的标准，大概就是说， 平均每个主日的平均出席人数能够达到2000人。
Meaning that the average population show up for Sunday worship is over 2,000 people.
他们的大堂呢，不是按照传统教会的设计，而是什么有多元性的功能。
Their church hall was not designed as a traditional church, but has many functions.
他主日崇拜之后呢，把椅子一收哈。
They will store the chairs after the Sunday worship.
周一到周六呢，可以做各种活动，包括向社区开放的大型活动。
And hold various activities that are open to the community from Mondays to Saturdays.
他甚至于还有活动的篮球架。
They even have portable basketball stands.
在几分钟之内，那个大堂就变成了一个篮球场。
So the church hall can become a basketball court in just a few minutes.
或者中间装上了一个排球网，就变成排球场。
Or they can have volleyball nets to make it into a volleyball court.
地板上有不同用途的那个场地画成的线。
They have lines drawing on the ground for different usages.
不同的颜色，因为篮球场有篮球场的线嘛，什么三分球啊，什么排球场有排球场的线，对吧
？So different colors of lines for different courts.
那么在敬拜的时候呢，地上有那些线呢，好像也没有人认为呢，这样子大堂不够神圣。
So no one seems to think that the place is not sacred during the worship.
但是呢，教会很兴旺。
But the churches are prosperous.
社区的朋友跟教会的关系呢，相当的接近，因为他们常常有机会来教会。
They have a really good relationship with the people in the community because they have a lot of chances to come to the church.
常常到教会来参加活动，那么主日来教会的话变得很自然。
Because they usually very oftentimes come to church for activities, so it becomes really natural for them to come for Sunday worship too.
圣灵应该会带领教会和社区呢彼此尊重，也不都不会觉得有什么被排斥。
The Holy Spirit should lead church and the community to respect each other with no exclusion.
所以呢，耶稣圣经的福音书给我们一个很清楚的信息。
So the gospel books of the Bible gives us a really clear message.
人知道耶稣是认识神的第一步。
Knowing Jesus is the first way to recognize him.
知道呢，耶稣的人啊，在有某些需要的时候会想到耶稣。
Someone who knows Jesus, will think about him in times of needs.
对，你完全不知道耶稣，你不会想到他。但是你知道耶稣的话，你在有需要时会想到他。
You won't think about Jesus if you do not know him when you're in struggles.
而且还能够经历他，而且呢，因此认识真神。
And they get to experience him to get to know the true God.
耶稣要给所有的人机会知道他。
So Jesus gives all opportunities for people to know him.
那么这也是经历过他的基督徒该做的事。
And that is what Christians who have experienced him should do.
所以呢，耶稣有应许呢，圣灵会带领我们去做。能让人知道耶稣的事。
So Jesus promised that Holy Spirit will lead us to do what can let people know Jesus.
我们可能会有面对巨大的困难。
We may have times facing big struggles.
那么我们尽力摆上呢，也会显得微不足道。
Even though we've tried all we can, it still may seem negligible.
但是呢，经过神的祝福，却能够产生超乎想象的效果。
But it may have unimaginable effects after receiving God's blessings.
神要借着我们的手供应人的需要。
So God provides others through our hands.
神当然能够直接供应有需要的人。
God, of course, can directly support those in need.
那么但是他选择要借着我们的手去成就。
But he chooses to realize them through our hands.
他也曾经借着其他人的手供应了我们的需要。
Because he used to supply our needs through the hands of other men.
那么顺从圣灵带领做该做的事呢，后来的效果可能超过当时所能看到。
So by following the lead of the Holy Spirit, effects later can be more than what was showing on the spot.
那么圣的观念的应用不要僵化。
Don't be rigid in the application of the sacred concept.
好，我们一起祷告。
So let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
在这段经文中，我们看到你所做的。
We see what you have done in the scriptures.
就是要让我们知道。
To let us know that.
凡是我们经历过你的人，也应该让别人都知道你。
All of us who have experienced you should also let other people to know about you.
即使有困难，我们也知道，把我们自己的摆上交给耶稣。
Even though there may be struggles, we still know to put all we have to you.
经过主你的不祝福的效果，不是我们能想象的。
We cannot imagine the effects after receiving your blessings.
愿我们都能顺从圣灵的带领。
May we all can follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
让我们周围的人都能够知道耶稣。
To let all the people around us to know about Jesus.
有一天也能够认识真神。
And one day they may also know the true God.
得到救恩。
To receive the salvation.
这样感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.